I mean, we're truly blessed in many ways, Mark, and we just want to share those blessings whenever we can. And we hope that, you know, this donation can help bring the indoor tennis center dream to a reality.
The you apparently are a rather tennis elbowed kind of guy yourself, right?
Well, we started with tennis when Kylie was just a youngster. And, you know, we followed her all over the state when she was in tennis tournaments. And we followed her in high school and then in college. And not only did we, you know, cheer Kylie on, but then we took up the game ourselves and coached the game of tennis. And now we're just trying to take it to a higher level of here in the city and in the state.
You know, some cynics might say, well, here's the mayor, the sitting mayor, and he's getting his name, or his family's name anyway, on a new facility. I'm sure you vetted that. Can you explain all of that?
Well, I think that, you know, there's so many things in life that no matter what you do, people are gonna always question it. But our style has always been, let's do the right thing, regardless of the critics, and try to make a difference with the day that God gives you. And that's exactly what we're doing again.
Any thoughts on the naming of this facility? It'll be there long after you're gone.
Well, yeah, we've not finalized the name of it, Mark. But, you know, it'll last with the facility as long as the facility is around. And we certainly hope that it's around for generations to enjoy, you know, making a difference. And that's probably the biggest driver, Mark, in this donation is we are very, very not only public service driven, but we're also, we strive for access for all, you know, regardless of, you know, color of skin, regardless of income, regardless of this or that. We just want to create facilities or services that we can all enjoy and reap the rewards from. And with this community indoor tennis center, I think it'll be just a great example of it. And part of our gift, Mark, involves helping to provide access to people of special needs and people of limited means.
Could you explain that portion of it? Will money be
sure.
set aside to defray cost, or what's going on there?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of aspects to our donation, Mark. One certainly is to help defray the construction costs of the new center. But then there's some other aspects. We wanted to provide some money on a yearly basis that would help ensure access to people with special needs or access to people of limited means. And then there was a third component in that we wanted to create a winter tennis tournament, two of them, one for the youth of our area as well as adults in our area. And we just think it's going to be a lot of fun and that people are just going to enjoy for generations.
Yeah, right. Instead of snowballs, tennis balls, huh? In the winter.
Well, and I think that's the thing that we're coming to realize in Sioux Falls and in a quick hurry is that we've got just such wonderful events and venues to enjoy during the summer months. The issue is that we also have to deal with winter and bad weather. And now we're creating venues so that we can enjoy and improve quality of life every day of the year, you know, even when it's 30 below outside or windy and rainy, and that's what the Community Indoor Tennis Center will do, Indoor Aquatics Center will do, Indoor Ice, and others that are being dreamt about right now.
And I just wanted to double down just a second on the naming. The name will have something to do with your family. Are you saying that we're just not sure of the actual nomenclature?
That's true.
Okay, good enough. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't making mistakes there
with
the name
true.
In some
just,
fashion
just
going
don't
to be.
Don't know what ultimately it will be, but yeah, that's true, Martin.